Welcome to the Black Boy Talks podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith, and today I got a very special episode for y'all. So, you ever felt so not confident in yourself? You ever felt like you couldn't achieve anything? You ever felt like you couldn't get the girl you want? You couldn't get the job you want? You couldn't get the whatever experiences that you wanted in life? And you just feel down and beat up? Well, guess what? That's called self-esteem. And in order to achieve anything in life, you have to have self-esteem. Self-esteem goes hand-in-hand with confidence. Confidence goes hand-in-hand with being able to stand up for what you believe in and stand up and ask for what you want when you want it, and not being afraid to fail and not being afraid to try, at least. Like with me, for instance, with the podcast. At first, it was a good idea. My self-esteem was going. My confidence is going. You know, I'm happy. I'm cheerful. I'm like, yes, I'm starting a podcast. Like, you get excited when you start something new. And then reality set in. You realize that, maybe I'm not as good. Maybe I'm not as talented. Maybe I'm not as witty or smart or charming or whatever self-doubt, self-criticism that you are believing and internalizing and personalizing, then that all goes hand in hand with self-esteem. So here are 7 of the most powerful ways to build your self-esteem. Number 1 would be stop comparing yourself to others. And I swear, I see so many people doing it. And I think at this point, people are starting to do it unconsciously. Especially with social media. You look on social media, you see somebody on a jet, you see them on a yacht, you see them with the most beautiful woman in the world, you see them with the most lavish lifestyle. And then you go to look at yourself, then you get to self-doubting. Then that self-doubt turn into self-hate. And then that self-hate turn into bad habits. And then them bad habits turn into your ultimate demise on so many levels. So stop comparing yourself. Comparison is the thief of joy. Literally, you sitting there looking at their life, you looking at yours, like, hey, my life is not bad. And you probably make $400,000, $100,000 a year, but you just want what they got. You want to be like them. You comparing your life to theirs, wishing you had their life, not knowing that what they present you might not even be the actual reality of their situation. So stop comparing yourself to people. You are your own unique individual. You are your own unique person. You are your own unique vessel that God created to live out your purpose. Your purpose might not be to be on a yacht or be on a jet or have the baddest woman in the world. Your purpose might just be to have a regular chick from around the way, you know, probably own a house, probably have a Nissan Maxima, whatever it is, that's for you. It's for you, not nobody else. Nobody can live your life. You can't live nobody else's life. It wasn't built that way for you. It wasn't prepared like that for you. So please stop comparing yourself to other people, because other people's lives are not as they seem. People only post their success stories. People never post their failures. So stop comparing yourself. It's getting me so mad when people compare themselves, because it's like, bro, you don't know what that man had to go through to get that. You don't know what he had to sacrifice. You don't know what kind of blood was shed. You don't know what type of tears fell. You don't know how many disappointments, how much feeling of regret, how much feeling of anything that got them to where they are. So you can never compare yourself. Everybody's journey different. His chapter 10 is your chapter 2. Or your chapter 10 is somebody else's chapter 30. You can never compare. We all different. We all got different experiences. And we all got different purposes and different avenues and different things that we here to do. So don't compare yourself to nobody. Nobody is like you. You're not like nobody. We all are our own unique individuals. So that goes into number 2. Stop belittling yourself. Just because you're not where you want to be, don't belittle yourself. Don't be hard on yourself. And this is something that I deal with. I'm so hard on myself as much as I've. I don't want to say as much as I've done, because that sounds too arrogant and I'm not where I want to be. So I don't want to say. I don't want to say that. I want to say as much as I've endured, as much as I've experienced, you know, I have a problem with belittling myself and not being grateful for the little achievements that I do, you know, accomplish in my life. And that's something that I got to work on. And at least I'm honest enough to admit it, you know? Stop belittling yourself. Stop caring so much, you know, about certain things. Because it's like, okay, you missed the opportunity. You missed the mark. So what? It's always time to shoot again. You missed the jumper. So what? You can make another shot. You didn't get the girl. So what? It's trillions of women. You didn't get those shoes you wanted. So what? It's another pair that's way better. You didn't get the car you wanted, so what? It's a million other nicer cars. You see what I'm saying? And that's when the abundance mindset becomes a big thing. Because it's just something that, you know, you always gotta replay in the back of your mind. Like, listen, I have an abundance mindset. I can do, be, speak to, live however I wanna live. But you can't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. You know, it tears up your self-confidence when you be hard on yourself. You're never able to truly appreciate your accomplishments and your achievements in the moment, because you're so focused on how well you performed or how bad you performed. As long as you got it done and the best of your abilities, and that's with anything. Stop being so hard on yourself, man. Woman. Child. Number 3. Use positive self-affirmations. Every day you wake up, set an alarm. Label it something that, you know, is self-assuring. Affirmation. I am beautiful. I am smart. Whatever you're trying to affirm in your life, set an alarm. Whenever the alarm go off, look at it. Really internalize it. Look at it. Really take it in. And then make small actionable steps to get there. And slowly but surely you'll start to feel better, and it'll be embedded into your subconscious. And then you'll be automatically feeling whatever it is that you were affirming. And it'll be so deeply embedded in you to the point where it's just in you. It's not on you. It's in you. So use positive affirmations every morning. If you don't want to set an alarm, write it down on a piece of paper, put a piece of paper, get a vision board, put a piece of paper up wherever you're sleeping at so you could get up and look at it every day. Just take small, actionable steps. Write it down, write it in your notes, look at it every day. Write something down, put it in your wallet, take it with you. Whenever you're feeling like you don't got it, go in your wallet. Pull it out, say it, whatever you gotta do, scream it. But just write down your self-affirmations, man, say them. It really worked. It really worked. And some of the most successful people in the world uses affirmations. So it's no doubt that it's literally results that prove, that back this up. So please use self-affirmations. Well, at least incorporate it. And you could try it out for maybe 3 days. And if you feel different, add another day. You feel different again, add another day. Number 4 is probably one of the most, I would say, important ones on this list. Surround yourself with positive people. Positive and supportive people. Not just positive people. People who support and believe in what you got going. You got to surround yourself with people who are on the level you want to be at, or maybe beyond that, or people who are doing whatever it is that you want to do. You know, you want to be around people who support you. You don't want to be around little day-day. If you're trying to be a doctor or a lawyer, why would you go hang around with a nigga on the corner? That makes no sense at all. Instead, you should go find people alike, because you are who you hang out with. You absorb their characteristics, you absorb their traits, you absorb their behavior patterns, and then it goes even further into absorbing their thought patterns. And then now those is turned into actions. Now you like, God damn, I'm basically like this person. So, you know, energy is very, very powerful and sacred. So you should always hold that to the highest regard. And surround yourself with positive people, because you don't want to be around negative people all day. It's people who constantly complain, people who constantly drag you down with their issues and problems, and people who just don't have no purpose. Now you're wondering why you ain't got no purpose, because you're hanging around the wrong people. And you could be the type of person who got dreams, aspirations. You could be driven, ambitious. You're just hanging around the wrong crowd, people who not ambitious. So it's just so counterproductive to hang around people who are not like you, or who don't have the same motives or intentions or plan as you or goals as you. So you want to hang around people who are supportive and positive and who uplift and who motivate you. And I know it's so cliche, and I know it's so like, duh, I know that already. But it's like I want to drill that in y'all minds, that the people you hang out with, 9 times out of 10 are the people who are going to be responsible either for your success or responsible for the reason you fail. And then at that point, you can't even blame them. You have to take accountability, because it's like you put yourself in their energy. You put yourself in their vicinity. You put yourself in the crowd. You made to stand out. You made to be with people who like you. You made to be with people who are on the same path and journey as you. Number 5, and this is probably something that I need to take myself, and that's dwell on your positive qualities. Dwell on the positives. Dwell on what you achieved. Dwell on the things that you've done right. And this goes hand in hand with number 2. Dwell on your positives. Don't belittle yourself. That's taking away your power. Dwell on your positive qualities. Dwell on the things that you do right. Dwell on the things that you have done. You know, really sit back, reflect. And I promise you, it'll make you feel better, because you're like, oh, wow. I can achieve this. I can achieve that. I did this. I did that. Whole time you sad, depressed. Why? Or you could just have that one mindset switch. That one mindset switch will be the determination of whether you succeed or whether you fail. Dwell on the positive traits that you have. Dwell on your positive characteristics. Dwell on those. Develop those. Make a habit of doing that. Make a habit of believing in yourself. Number 6. Give back. Support your community. If you see, if, okay, so let me give you an example, because I don't want to be telling y'all stuff that I'm not doing. I never want to be that type of guy. I never want to be a liar in y'all eyes. So what I'm saying is, it was the guy, right? I don't know him. I don't know if he was homeless or not. I don't know what his situation was. But I'm going into 7-Eleven. I'm with my friend. We on our way to work. I told my friend to stop at 7-Eleven because I wanted to get some fruit. I wanted to get a water, you know, to get my day started, get my energy boosted, get myself right. And it was just the guy. He just kept opening the door for me. Anytime I would go in, anytime I would come out, he would just open the door. So I go in. I forgot that I don't have my card on me. And he opened the door for me. I'm like, oh, cool. That's nice. Thank you. But then I come back in. He opened the door again. I go in, I pay for my food. I walk out. He opened the door for me again. Now, granted, those are nice gestures. I could just said thank you and kept it moving. But I felt like the greatest respect somebody can give you is to hold a door open for you. you know? So I wanted to reward that. So what I did was I gave him the little change that I had in my pocket. It was a couple dollars. It wasn't nothing, but I rewarded him for doing something that he didn't even have to do. I could have held the door open for myself. I'm fully capable of pulling the door open for myself. But I just felt this deep gratitude for, you know, somebody even doing it. I don't care what his intention was for doing it. I just wanted to be that person who actually gave him something in return and not just a thank you, you know? So give back. Even if you give back small, it don't have to be $1 million donations, $1 billion donations, or it could be something simple as volunteering at a soup kitchen or something like that. Give back. Because when you give back, you're compounding your blessings. Every time you give back, you receive. And that, it don't have to be monetary. It don't have to be something tangible. It don't have to be something, you know, you can touch, feel, taste, or whatever. It can be something simple as you having peace. And you having that feeling of knowing that you are in a position in your life of helping another person who's not in a very good position. So I always give back. I feel like I'm giving back. I feel like I'm giving back to my community by creating a podcast and giving information out that I don't have to do. But I just feel like it's something in me that just love to give. It don't have to be nothing tangible. Information. Last but not least, number 7. And this is probably important. Very important. Pay attention to self-care. Now, self-care is very vague. It's a vague statement because self-care could be used in any way. You know, self-care could be you getting a haircut. Self-care could be you just chilling on the couch, just watching TV, watching your favorite movie, eating your favorite snack. Self-care could be how you treat your skin. Self-care could be getting you some, probably a new shirt or a new outfit or a new pair of shoes or rewarding yourself. Self-care, taking a day for you. Because without self-care, how are you going to fuel other people if you haven't recharged and fueled yourself? So self-care is probably one of the most amazing things that you can, amazing habits that you can pick up. Because oftentimes we neglect ourselves a lot. We neglect ourselves a lot. Because we're so focused on everybody else and other things. But we forget the one person who is going to be with us forever. We forget the one person who's going to, who lives with us and dies with us. And that's ourselves. So pay attention to how you treat yourself. And self-care could be how you talk to yourself. Self-talk. Everything go hand in hand. So just pay attention, man. Be very aware of how you talk to yourself and how you take care of yourself. It all goes hand in hand with self-care. This is Black Boy Talk Podcast. I'm Black Boy Elijah Smith. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at I am Elijah Smith. No H in Elijah. Follow me on Facebook, Elijah Smith. No H in Elijah. And I'm out. Peace.